An Old-Fashioned Arrangement by Susie Vereker. Narration by Selena Griffiths. Chapter 1. 8 o'clock in the morning seemed early for a social call, even in Geneva. Fortunately, Kim was already dressed when the gate bell rang. In the hope that she might later be inspired to weed the borders before winter arrived, she'd put on her gardening clothes, jeans and an old M&S shirt. She had a free day, and intended to spend it at home, virtuously catching up on domesticity. She had even started to make a list. Lists didn't normally feature much in her life, so that made her feel good. Then she heard the bell. It rang again, unnaturally loud in the quiet house. Her heart thumping, she ran downstairs to the entry phone, and was not reassured to hear the voice of one of her husband's colleagues. She watched from the window as Madame Frank, the voluptuous beauty from personnel, came teetering across the damp courtyard, with Hoffa close at her heels like an amorous little terrier. Kim opened the door. Impressively chic in black, with a silk scarf draped around her broad shoulders, Madame Frank shook her hand solemnly. Hoffa did the same, baring his teeth in a brief, contorted smile, and then he too assumed a more somber expression. After numerous repetitions of "Bonjour, madame," they inquired after her health, and as the conversation proceeded in this polite Swiss fashion, Kim began to relax a little. Perhaps nothing was wrong after all. It was not until her guests were seated side by side on the sofa that she heard the words, "Bad news." Her stomach turned in sudden, sick panic. "The school bus. Nothing happened to the bus, did it? My son. Oh, no, not your son."